Anti-Biden progressive Nico House, Kamala Harris very likely to finish out term if Biden wins election. By Hannah Blow on October 31, 2020. Nico House, former North Carolina state director for Bernie Sanders' 2016 campaign, former surrogate for Representative Tulsi Gabbard's DeHi 2020 campaign, and founder of the MCSC Network, explained why many progressives are disillusioned by the Biden-Harris ticket during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. He also predicted that Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, whom he said the left chose for identity politics alone, will likely finish out the first term if Biden wins the election. House, who supported Gabbard throughout the Democrat primary, said he is absolutely not going to be voting for Joe Biden despite backlash from the left. His opposition to Biden, he explained, goes far beyond a mere disagreement with the former vice president's policies. They throw a segregationist in our face and then nominate a VP who has a record of putting black men in jail at ridiculously high rates as an attorney general who couldn't even garner 1% of the black vote as a black candidate, he said of Harris, adding that Biden said he is not going to achieve any goal that the left wants. And yet they're going to put him in front of us and say, but he's better than Donald Trump, and really not provide any substantive way as to how that's true at all, he said. Breitbart News Washington political editor Matthew Boyle noted that both Gabbard and Vice President Mike Pence have pointed to Harris's criminal justice record, which House referred to as abysmal. Dissatisfied is a way to put it mildly. I mean, and on top of just her abysmal criminal justice record, just look at her foreign policy record. That's right. You can't because she has no experience in an office that she is very likely to be taking over because I don't think that Joe Biden is going to finish a full term, where 70% of her job is foreign policy experience, he said. He said Harris is not the candidate who needs to be in that VP position, adding that establishment Democrats selected her because of identity politics alone. And let's be frank. They made that decision in 2017 when they announced that all of Hillary Clinton's donors met in the Hamptons and said that Kamala was their girl, he continued. House added that he does not believe the country needs a possible 2.5 years of Joe Biden followed by another 2 years of Kamala Harris. Then her being able to run again after they've been able to put in place all the tools they need to censor people like us who decide to dissent against what I consider to be a corporate oligarchical coup. Biden's presidency, he continued, would hurt the working class and pointed to the censorship of the New York Post article exposing the former vice president's alleged involvement in his son's foreign business dealings. Big tech jumped to censor it, he said, explaining that he expected that start happening in March or April. And so for me as a leftist, what that tells me is that there are the elite that are saying, yeah, maybe Donald Trump, we might not like him. He might have gone far, but you know for us, he hasn't gone far enough. And that presents a unique problem by just allowing Joe Biden to get into office and then of course having no real way to check him without the fear of being censored or erased, he said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Nico House, October 31, 2020. He also spoke about big tech censorship of stories that expose Biden family corruption, adding, the fact that you can come out and say that emails that are verified by the people who are in the email are Russian disinformation is completely disingenuous. First of all, where's the disinformation at? He asked. House said we are heading for a dark, dark day when platforms act as publishers. He also said he anticipated that Trump will win the election, although he believes it will be a close race. The Democrats still have not allowed the peaceful transition of power since 2016, he remarked. They are still trying to commit a coup through Russiagate, through neo-McCarthyism, and the censorship is one of the ways they do that. And that's the same excuse that they used to use in the 60s, 70s, and 80s in the Cold War era. House suggested that there are more progressives like him who don't virtue signal and don't race bait just for the sake of race baiting but instead want to challenge the systemic structures that prevent all the working class from achieving their goal and achieving true equity in this country. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.